Say, kids, what time is it?
It's time for Charles Rotblat, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
Holy mackerel!
Each week on Tuesdays, Charles joins us here on Money Life to give us the buy of the week.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And now, here's Charles Rotblat.
Sir, do we get to win this time?
Well, Charles Rotblat is the guest of the week here on Money Life, the only one who joins us more than once. And in fact, last week he joined us three times. And we always think you win when you hear from Charles. And if you want to hear more from Charles than just when he's around here, you're going to go to the AAII.com website, learn more there about the American Association of Individual Investors Journal. You can also find out from links about his book, which is Better Good Than Lucky. And you can follow him on Twitter at Charles Rotblat. Charles, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Our buy of the week is
Wells Fargo.
Wells Fargo. That's ticker symbol WFC. And why are we hopping on board the Wells Fargo wagon here?
Well, this week I'm going to talk about two banks, really a contrast of two banks. Last week, the Federal Reserve issued the results of its federal stress test. What it really did was it approved the capital plan. So if we go back 2 weeks ago, the Federal Reserve conducted stress tests. How will these banks hold up under our assumed bad economic scenario? The banks went back and said, this is what we want to do with our capital. The Fed then took their capital plans, integrated it into their stress test, and said, you get to do this. But to five other banks that said, no, no, no. So today I'm going to go over Wells Fargo, which got the blessing from the Fed. Tomorrow, sell of the week, I'll talk about a bank that the Fed said no to its capital plans. And what's interesting about Wells Fargo is not only do we hold it in AAII dividend investing portfolio, but it requested nearly a 17% increase in its dividend. That, according to Barron's, was the second highest of any of the banks that received approval. Only Morgan Stanley got a higher increase approved, and they're actually doubling their dividend. But Wells Fargo got approval to raise its dividend by 17%. It also said that it's going to buy back an additional approximately $300 million in shares. The share buyback looks like it's approved. The dividend needs approval by the board of directors. But I think more importantly, when you look at what the Fed did, it still points to Wells Fargo as being one of the strongest banks overall in terms of its financial structure. It has among the highest dividend growth rates. It also has high profit margins relative to its peers. And the company is generally doing well. There is some weakness in mortgage originations. Wells Fargo is the largest originator of mortgages nationwide, but that's more of an industry-wide problem than a sector-wide problem. But I think when you look at Wells Fargo's current dividend yield, its current valuation, and the Fed's blessing, I think all that suggests, if you're looking at the banking sector, and this might be the one company you really want to focus on.
Now, that being the case, we are talking about a stock of the week, and this is good news that it got, and as you pointed out, one of the few that got any good news. How much of that is factored into the price? I mean, is this a case where you expect it's going to be the winner in the industry, so you're not that worried about the price? Or is this a case where, hey, there's going to be some immediate price pickup as the market still continues to parse through the news?
I think there's still going to be additional pickup. It's interesting. When you look at the valuation figures, it still says the stock's pretty undervalued. And I should probably backtrack. We first featured this on August 5th of last year. I suggested the stock could rise 15%. It's up now 13.5%. The S&P 500, for sake of comparison, is up 8.8%. So the stock has been beating the S&P 500. But when you look at the PE, its current PE ratio is 12.7. That's 18% below the industry median of 15.5. The stock's current yield of 2.4% is 14% below its five-year historical average of 2.1%. Excuse me, it's above the yield, its five-year average yield. Yields are inverse related to valuation, so higher yields imply cheaper valuation. But what's interesting, when you look at 2.4% yield, that doesn't factor in the dividend hike. So after you factor in that dividend hike, presuming, of course, the board of directors will approve it in April, the yield's actually going to be higher on a forward basis. So I think when you look at those measures, you can make the argument that there is more upside to the stock. And I think you could probably be looking at perhaps another 15% upside over the next 12 or so months.
What happens if this stock gets there? I mean, you are talking about a big battleship balance sheet kind of company, to use a term that some of our other guests have been known to use. And you are talking about an industry leader. So is this a company that you buy with that kind of a target and going, look, I see 15% in the next 12 months and then I'm out of here? Or because you're getting good yield, everything else, you're buying this one, and unless the opportunity cost changes, you're probably holding it beyond that year.
You know, I think you hold it beyond that year, provided nothing really deteriorates in terms of the economic situation. With any bank, whether it's Wells Fargo or any of the other banks, you do need to pay attention to what's going on in the housing crisis. In terms of what happened previously, the banks are moving past it, but you do have to watch how home sales are going. As I said, there has been a weakness in mortgage originations, so you have to keep an eye on that. You definitely need to keep an eye on the earnings and evaluation and make sure that the numbers backing those up aren't deteriorating. With valuations, if earnings start to get worse, that'll raise the PE. Certainly from the yield standpoint, if there's too much enthusiasm for the stock, that could affect the yield. And all these banks are still under the watchful eye of the Federal Reserve. So next year, Wells Fargo will again need approval to raise its dividend. Given the company's financial strength, I don't expect that to be a problem. Management has hinted that it wants to continue raising the dividend. So things look good, but companies evolve over time, and so you shouldn't just buy and forget them. You have to stay engaged and be aware of what's going on with them.
Well, and folks who are engaged are going to find that Wells Fargo, WFC, is indeed engaging. It is the buy of the week, the fourth largest U.S. banking company, the largest originator of mortgages, and perhaps more importantly, a company that Charles Rotblut believes, a company that Charles Rotblut believes could gain 15% or more in the next 12 months. So that's the buy of the week. We know that the sell of the week is going to be another bank corp. Charles, can't wait till tomorrow to talk to you about that one.
I look forward to it.
We have just gotten started on the April Fool's Day edition of Money Life, but no joke, up next, we're going to be talking about what the economy is going to look like in 100 years. Yeah, it's a fascinating topic about a fascinating book, and you don't want to miss it right after this message.